Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. And my name is Bill Shishko. I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Testosterone is the primary male sex hormone produced by the male reproductive organs. It's interesting that testosterone isn't only a male thing. That women also produce a small amount of testosterone in their ovaries, but the primary female sex hormone is estrogen, and we've talked about estrogen and other HealthWise programs. Testosterone, though, like estrogen, is a natural steroid, and it's one of a class of male hormones called androgens. Testosterone is, well, frankly, it's essential for male reproductive tissue, and it also helps increase muscle and bone mass, and it promotes the growth of body hair, as well as red blood cells. It helps prevent osteoporosis, which is another topic that we've dealt with on HealthWise. And testosterone is connected with a man's overall health and well-being. Now, for many reasons, a man's testosterone level may lower or just be low, but the primary reason for the body producing less testosterone is aging. One-fifth of men over age 60 have low testosterone levels, and that increases to about one-third of men in their 70s and their 80s. Signs of low testosterone, well, they include low sex drive, difficulties with erections, commonly called erectile dysfunction or simply ED, although it is important to keep in mind that there's many other factors that may be involved in ED, hair loss, fatigue or a decrease in energy level even when you're getting enough sleep, a loss of muscle and bone mass, increased body fat, although, as we all know, there are many other factors that can contribute to that, mood changes, and also even difficulty in concentrating when there's low testosterone levels. A basic blood test usually can let you know if you have low testosterone levels. Now, there are medical treatments for low testosterone, but that really is a separate subject altogether. If your testosterone levels are low, speak with your doctor about these medical treatments, but be sure to ask about the positives and the negatives and also about the side effects. In most cases, before you consider some kind of male hormone replacement therapy, as it's called, a medical doctor is going to speak with you about your general lifestyle. There are so many things that can negatively affect your testosterone level. A lack of sleep, that is a big one. If you're regularly not getting, and I mean regularly now, not getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, that will affect a variety of your body's chemicals and hormones. Watch your weight. If you're significantly overweight or underweight, your testosterone level will go down. Stay active. When your body is in action, your brain sends out a signal, make more testosterone, and unless there's a serious abnormality, well, your body will do that. God made it that way. Manage that stress. With constant or heavy stress, your body produces more cortisol, which is something of a natural chemical to help your body cope with stress. But when your body produces more cortisol, it produces less testosterone. During World War II, because our nation produced more weapons for war, it couldn't produce televisions. And that's something like the way your body works with cortisol and testosterone. And be careful about excess alcohol or drug use. Those things are never good in excess, but you add that to many other problems, this: consume too much alcohol and abusing drugs of any sort can also lower your testosterone levels. Now, here's a question. Are there natural ways that you can boost your testosterone levels. Now, I'm going to caution you, there's quite an in-house debate about this, about whether there are natural ways that you can really boost your testosterone levels, or at least keep them from lowering. Well, we're going to be considering that subject today on HealthWise, boosting your testosterone naturally, and some people would put a question mark in back of that. But that's our title, Boosting Your Testosterone Naturally. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise, and there in their packed nutrition department, you'll find nutritional consultant Matt Lombardo today. He's going to help us work through natural ways to boost testosterone levels. And do they work? You're invited to call the program with your questions. The call-in number is 631-955-5400. That will put you directly on the program through our engineer, Rick, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question. You can do that anytime during the week with any of your nutrition questions. We can pass them on to Matt or to his compatriot, Rachel. Put that number under HealthWise. And that number for texting your questions, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. And now, as they say, without further ado, welcome again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Hey, Matt, how's it going?
Hey, Bill, pretty good. How are you?
Oh, good, good, good. Well, a couple of men here dealing with the subject of testosterone. I don't think either of us have low testosterone levels, so let's just go to it. Matt, let's start with diet, okay? At any age for a man, are there foods that can help keep the testosterone level from going down? Let me put it that way.
There are. Problems with low testosterone are caused by nutrient deficiencies. So if you have nutrient-rich foods that can make up for those deficiencies, then you're going to get your testosterone back on track.
So talk with us about what those are.
Sure. Well, one of the main, something that's more obvious that a lot of people have heard of is oysters for testosterone, because they're very high in nutrients. Mainly zinc, and foods like salmon, which have omega-3s and fatty acids that help synthesize testosterone. Basically any kind of healthy fat.
Yeah.
Avocados.
They call it dietary fat.
Yes.
What does that mean, Matt? Dietary fat.
Dietary fat it basically means that it's fat that's a part of our diet. That's food to us.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So it's not the synthetic kind of fat that can clog our arteries. We mention avocados almost every week, right?
Right.
Yeah, seems like an ideal diet is avocados, salmon, and almonds.
They're very healthy, yeah, very conducive to a healthy lifestyle.
I want to ask you a little more technical question in a minute, but when I read about this with diet, it says taking cholesterol into your diet. I thought cholesterol was produced by our bodies.
It is. It should be. In a healthy individual, your body should be producing enough cholesterol to the point where you don't need to seek it out in your diet.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to add cholesterol to your diet unless in a circumstance where maybe you're a strict vegan or you don't have much fat in your diet at all,
right.
Or you're malnourished.
So for our purposes, taking in cholesterol is taking in the good fats, right?
Well, a lot would argue that cholesterol is not a good fat, especially if you have heart disease.
Okay.
I'm never going to recommend someone to go out and eat more cholesterol-rich foods.
And this is a little bit far afield, but some of these diets, they've got you eating, bacon for your main course, and then ice cream for your dessert, having something with a lot of butter on it. This is the kind of thing you're saying, if you do it at all, you better be real careful with it, right?
Right. Yeah. There are certain diets where it's absolutely high in fat and high in cholesterol. Paleo diets, ketogenic diets, any diet that's low carb is going to overcompensate in adding fat. And there's a reason why that works for weight loss, but it's something that you have to, you know, stay on top of and keep track with.
Yeah, and I would imagine, especially if you have pre-existing health conditions, talk with your doctor first, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, Matt, let me make this is something that I wrestle with preparing for the program. Mm-hmm. We're talking about helping to keep testosterone levels up or keep them from going down.
Right.
Are there things, and maybe I'm anticipating where we're going, are there things that can actually boost the testosterone level?
There are supplements that can boost the body's natural production of testosterone, for sure.
Okay.
As far as foods go, those are supplements, but as far as foods go that we eat and we can get at the grocery store, they can contribute to normal testosterone levels. But as far as boosting testosterone temporarily from foods, you hear sometimes pomegranate, oysters, as I mentioned.
Yeah. I love hearing that because oysters are great.
I agree.
A plate of raw oysters was my first meal after my wife and I got married in 1976. She had never seen that before. I thought she was going to seek an annulment. but since then, she has become one who also, with her husband, appreciates oysters. Matt, as far as foods go, and I want to talk about vitamins and minerals, you mentioned whole grains and an organic honey. I've heard also help keep the testosterone levels up. Yay, nay?
Well, there are certain grains, absolutely. Barley, they're rich in minerals that help, support healthy testosterone production, yes. Natural honeys, I haven't heard of, to be honest with you. I know they're also rich in nutrients and certain things like pollen and royal jelly,
yeah, right.
That are very rich in nutrients, and I can understand why.
Yeah, that was a new one on me. I hadn't read that one yet. Okay, look, you mentioned vitamins and minerals in relation to testosterone levels, specifically zinc. You want to add anything to that? What about other vitamins and minerals and testosterone levels?
Well, there have been correlations made between low zinc and low testosterone levels.
Okay.
If you're an individual who gets enough zinc, then adding zinc to your diet is probably not going to, you know, if you keep eating zinc or taking zinc supplements, your testosterone is not going to go up and up and up.
Okay.
So.
Well, what else for zinc other than oysters? I'm sure we have some listeners and they're already sticking up their noses at the wonderful delicacy of oysters, especially Blue Point oysters. But what are some other and incidentally, if you can get some of the oysters from Texas, they're also excellent. But that's for another day.
Do
you get?
All crustaceans are high in zinc. So not just oysters. Clams are high in zinc. Crabs, lobsters. If you're not into seafood, you can get zinc from those whole grains, from enriched rice.
Yeah.
And things.
Yeah, or supplements if you need them. Vitamin D, somebody said the most important vitamin connected with your testosterone level is vitamin D. D as in dog, is that right?
There's correlation between that as well. There are some old-fashioned remedies for boosting testosterone is just going out into the sun.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so vitamin D. And Matt, once again on vitamin D, and of course this is more relevance in the winter months, taking the cod liver oil or the vitamin D supplements, that's not a replacement for going out in the sun, correct? Or is it?
Well, it's definitely a kind of a temporary fix.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Band-Aid.
Yeah. But bottom line with testosterone, you got to get vitamin D.
Yes.
And for our listeners up in Alaska in the winter months where you don't see much sunlight, you better be sure you get your cod liver oil.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, before we take our break, Matt, there are some people who look at this issue of testosterone levels and whether things help keep them up or boost them. And they simply say, quote unquote, forget the supplements. You obviously don't agree, correct?
I disagree. Absolutely.
Right, tell us why.
Well, because I've seen them work. There's definitely a response in the levels of testosterone from clients of mine who've taken supplements.
Okay. All right. So absolutely. You've seen it from your own.
I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, I want to emphasize that both Matt and his compatriot Rachel from 110 Pharmacy, these are people who have studied nutrition for years and are trained in this field, so I value that. Now, Matt, I'm going to prepare you for this, okay? I came across Tongkat Ali,
yes.
testosterone level, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that after this message from Cottage Pharmacy. Love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer is always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York. Bill Shishko here with you for today's edition of HealthWise, in which we're talking particularly to the men about boosting your testosterone naturally with my guest from Cottage Pharmacy, nutritional specialist Matt Lombardo. Boy, Matt, I practiced on this word. Took me a while. We've gone now from more general things about diet. And of course, you'd say, too, exercise is very important, too, right, in keeping your testosterone levels up?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Not Tongkat, but Tongkat Ali, otherwise known as, I really worked on this one, Uricoma longifolia Jack. Uricoma longifolia Jack. How well did I do on that pronunciation?
Very well.
All right, good. Okay, now I pronounced it. Tell us what it is, and is there any evidence that it helps keep testosterone levels from lowering?
Well, it's an herbal supplement. It's been used as an aphrodisiac for a long time. In Eastern medicine, there is studies and there is evidence that it does positively affect testosterone levels for sure. It's been studied for a long time. I've personally never tried it, but there is some validity to it for sure.
So if you're wanting to look into this, and you carry it at Cottage Pharmacy,
we do, yes.
Okay, Tongkat, and it's otherwise known as how do you market it? The Uricoma longifolia Jack. I mean, it would have to be a pretty big bottle to get that name on it.
Tongkat Ali.
Tongkat Ali.
Usually how I yep.
Now, I need to mention: are there side effects, negative side effects from this?
I wouldn't recommend it to anyone with high blood pressure.
Okay.
There have been cases of increased blood pressure.
Okay. Fenugreek or
yes.
Testofen extract. Wow, claims for fenugreek. Am I right? Pronounce it Testofen, is that right?
Yes.
Testofen extract. I'm getting 100 here today. They claim better bone density, enhanced sexual function, higher energy levels, improvement in sports performance, sharpens memory, stronger immune functions. What do you say about fenugreek or Testofen extract?
There's absolutely validity to fenugreek.
Really?
Just like Tongkat Ali, if you get a quality supplement from a reputable company that sources these ingredients responsibly, they are effective, absolutely. Fenugreek has alkaloids, which are nutrients, that and phytoestrogens that do have a hormonal effect on the body for both men and women.
Okay.
Fenugreek is actually very widely known to increase breast milk in nursing mothers.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's absolutely used for that. So its effects in men are not the same.
Yeah.
But
despite despite the goal of culture to try to blur those things, but that's for another day too. Yeah. Matt, question though, fenugreek. What is this? A pill that people take, or they take it liquid?
It's a capsule.
Okay.
They put it in teas. Also, fenugreek tea is very popular.
Okay.
In nursing mothers, there's special teas out there.
Okay. And the testofen extract is basically the good stuff in the fenugreek. It's just more concentrated, right?
Yeah, well, testofen is I believe it's the trademark name of fenugreek.
Okay. And again, from my research, this has to be combined with minerals. If so, what?
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about before about diet and zinc and.
Okay.
And,
yeah. All right. Okay. So, but people can. That's the. So, what should people do? Take a mineral supplement with fenugreek, or is it not necessary?
If you have a balanced diet and you get enough minerals, then no.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about I've got to mention side effects from fenugreek. I mean, the things you might warn people about, or people who shouldn't take it.
Well, if you take it responsibly, I haven't heard of any side effects from fenugreek.
Okay.
In my experience.
Some have said if you're taking medicine for diabetes, you need to be careful with fenugreek.
It can raise your blood sugar, I believe, in diabetics.
Okay. Again, be careful when you're using supplements, especially some of these more exotic things, then do check with your doctors about it. Okay, here we go. Here's one of your favorites.
Yeah.
I got it. I pronounced it. Ashwagandha and testosterone levels. I mean, is this some kind of a miracle herb or what?
I love ashwagandha. I recommend it a lot. Basically, what ashwagandha goes back to is controlling stress. And you talked about it in your monologue, how stress and lack of sleep can just kill your testosterone levels. Ashwagandha is one of the best herbs out there for combating stress and cortisol and maintaining a balance in the body so that your body is able to produce the testosterone that you need.
Interesting. Yeah, and I'll give a personal testimony here. And, Matt, this is nothing against you. I just happen to be near at a 110 pharmacy. But Rachel got me this. It's an anti-stress formula that I know that you carry that has ashwagandha and other things in it. And I have noticed a difference in energy level, alertness. Are you familiar with what I mean? I think it's one of the Himalayan nutrients or something.
Yes. They're stress care.
Right, that's what it is. Okay, with the ashwagandha in it. Ginger extract. This past week, I've heard more things about the benefits of ginger. Ginger extract and testosterone levels?
Well, ginger has a ton of the benefits, mostly digestive and anti-inflammatory benefits. I haven't heard much on ginger boosting testosterone.
Yeah, that was a new one on me. What about DHEA supplements?
DHEA is interesting because it's about as close that it's legally. It's about as close as you can get to an over-the-counter androgen, which is a hormone, a male growth hormone,
right?
Like testosterone, metabolite of testosterone.
Yeah, it's kind of like a middle ground between what we've been talking about and the actual testosterone medical therapy that people would get, right?
Yes, it is an androgen, but it is a hormone that's available over the counter. It's not very potent. It's usually used in low dosages in elderly. Who need an energy boost.
Okay.
It's not something a bodybuilder is going to come in for.
No, okay, so it's late. Do you sell the DHEA supplements?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay, all right. Matt, we don't have a lot of time left, but time goes by fast. Hey, give us an update on Bolster Nutrients.
Well, we just rolled out our own ashwagandha supplement.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm excited about it because it's organic, and it's coupled with bioperin, which is a trademark black pepper extract that really helps to get the absorption rate up.
Okay.
And it really gets those beneficial effects of the ashwagandha to work in your body.
What is it? Is it called ashwagandha extract or what?
It's ashwagandha, organic ashwagandha, Bolster Nutrients.
Okay.
Organic ashwagandha.
And they can get these. I'm going to mention it in just a moment. People can get these through your toll-free number, right?
You can go to bolsternutrients.com.
Oh, bolsternutrients.com. Easiest way to do it. Hey, thanks so much, Matt. And thanks to Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They brought you today's edition of HealthWise. Cottage Pharmacy, as I love to say, it really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. You'll know why when you go to Cottage Pharmacy. Remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. And that's where you're going to look for Bolster Nutrients. While you're in the nutrition department, just you can see Matt there. Ask Matt Lombardo about them. He loves to tell you about those. Their toll-free number is 1-800-599-9963. You'll get the 20% discount there, too. But you got to mention WLIE 540 AM. Use the toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.